Love Boat 33, Love Boat 33. This is Suns Out, Buns Out. Zosha, do you copy?
I love it. Luscious Lattes reporting for duty. How can I help you? Oh, that's so funny.
Don't ask why I have an air horn in the house, but I do.
I did not know you were doing that. Should I say luscious latte three times? Luscious latte. Luscious latte. I'm here. My order.
Right. That's how you do it. You do. That's how you do it. You got to say the boat name three times. So, So the love boat is docked. We're ready to raise the sails of love. We're not docked. Okay, I totally screwed that up. We are here to raise the frequency of love and laughter on Unstoppable Love with Lauren. And on this ship, we have two captains. So your other captain is
Zosha. Hi.
Hi.
So apparently it takes us two tries. Sorry for that, everyone. Actually, you won't know it in the repeat, but we had to do a retake. It was fun. I'm so proud of you. I love that opening.
It just came to me.
You know, it's funny. I kept saying, why am I keep getting luscious latte repeating in my heart? And I'm like, that's weird. I'm not saying that. And then you started like that. I'm like, oh. Can I also say I'm so proud of you from last week? Can I tell you why?
Oh, yes.
You named a drink, whether it's a coffee drink or a smoothie. You named it. Do you recall what it was? You didn't even try.
I don't remember.
Chiseled cheeks.
Oh!
I was listening to the replay. I'm like, that is great. She named a drink Chiseled Cheeks.
That's so good. That's so good. I love it. Oh.
I sent you the picture of the So Fine jeans. I'm feeling we can sell them at the hut.
Oh, I think they'd go pretty quick.
Okay, but listen, I felt, well, if anyone's creative, instead of the So Fine jeans have a cutout where the cheeks show. This is from an old movie, and the movie has plastic. So I was feeling that's kind of, you know, hot. But maybe someone could knit like a really pretty border or something or crochet. I'm just trying to create here. Just trying to create.
Oh, gosh, it's so good. Chiseled cheeks, suns out, buns out, luscious latte. Okay, what's the other one?
Hot buns.
Hot buns, yeah.
Sweet buns.
Somebody keep a list here.
I know. We kind of had a pause for a little bit. But we're back. You were back. You started it back with chiseled cheeks.
Oh, gosh. How are you?
I'm so good. But I have a question for you from last week, too, before I ask you how you are, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
It was unfinished business of something I brought up last week that I used to, and you don't have to answer, but I feel like you ducked away. It's the question that I had to people. You laughed. Is would you marry yourself? I'm like, I don't know what Lauren would say. Mm. Would you marry yourself?
I wouldn't years ago, but I would now.
Oh, yeah. Nice. That's funny because I feel like I was talking about the whatever gathering with people years ago, and you sort of tuned into yourself then. I'm putting that out there.
That's so good. That's a question for the audience members to ask themselves, right?
Yeah. It's a good way to check where maybe something's a little out of alignment.
Like, yeah.
Right? It is. Why wouldn't you marry yourself?
Exactly. Yeah, I love that. Oh, I love it. Thank you for asking me that question. I love it.
You're welcome. So how are you? How are you doing?
Oh my goodness. I'm doing great. Really excited for the show tonight. And gosh, the articles on For the People this week, just amazing. They always hit it out of the park, but these were absolutely wonderful. And I just got to say it, Zosha, you know, I've been traveling a lot, and who likes to pack? I mean, if you do, I'd like to talk to you because I'm kidding. So I'm going to go ahead and just put it out there for the virtual closet. I know all the ladies, I assume all the ladies would really love a virtual closet because like, this is what I have to do when I'm packing, Zosha. I have to bring my suitcases downstairs and pack that way because they're so heavy to take down the stairs.
My gosh, that's funny.
So with the virtual closet, you can just, there's got to be some kind of interface, you know, like you have a, I don't know how it's going to work, but basically it's like you can draw it like in the air and then it appears, and then you can scroll through your closet. Oh, I want to wear this today. And then you push a button and bam, it's on. You got it, right?
I always loved that idea, felt it's brilliant. And with, I feel it was in one of the articles about bending time. Can we bend time and reach into your closet
Well, if we can
from a different location?
Exactly. I mean, if we can bend space and time, you know, and I'm not talking about the, what's it called? The bend and snap. We're well past the bend and snap, you know? We're bending space and time now, everyone. So yes, I would venture to say yes.
It's brilliant. And now we can envision it, we could see it even more. I love it. I feel that's it. You can just, it's very funny when you look at people at the airport, myself included. I grew up when there were no wheels on suitcases. Like, I don't get it. How did no one think about this? It's anyway, it's proof that we've been in a system. Oh my gosh, I feel so silly.
I do too.
I feel so silly.
I have my fresh out of fucks coffee mug. Excuse me. I have it that a dear, dear, beautiful sister gave to me that I just love. With some tea. Sorry, BBS. Mug. And I'm just, yeah, excited, frisky.
Frisky. Nice. All right. Listen, I want to, because I just have to say something. I have a couple things I want to talk about. So I was really inspired by, I won't start with this, but it was from Human Perspective. They had a great show, guys, and they had a caller. And I was looking for a sign, awaiting, pondering this week, should I share the story? Should I not? And then this caller came in. I'm like, okay, thank you. That's a yes. That's a yes. So I have this story to share, but I wanted you to start with something lighter. Oh, okay. Go ahead. I have a feeling example. Do you know how often we talk about feeling? How do you feel yourself? Mm-hmm. How do you feel your spirit? Yeah. So I saw a story and it was really great. It took place in India in a classroom of children. I'd say, I don't know, they were less than 12 years old. And they were teaching them intuition, how to feel their own intuition. So I felt, this is another great example. The teacher drew, all the kids had blindfolds over their eyes, and the teacher drew an image of a tree. So he just had a long trunk and a simple kind of bubble, like a cloud for the leaves, super simple. And then all the kids had a piece of paper and had to intuit what the teacher was drawing. So they felt, they were empowering them to feel their spirit, to feel and communicate and pick up what the teacher was doing. They all did it. The teacher said, okay, everyone take off your blindfolds. Look at the picture. Who got it? Every hand went up. And I felt, oh, that is so cool. So cool. Like no one was in the middle. They just got to feel themselves. What do you feel about that?
Oh, I love that. That's so good. Yeah, because it's like you said, it's teaching the kids how to start feeling, connecting with them, connecting with their spirit.
And relying on themselves.
That's right.
Knowing for themselves, feeling it for themselves. And that actually reminded me, I don't know, about a month ago, I did an exercise with my daughter. Remember when Q was on the phone with someone and I feel he shared, like, guess what number I'm feeling or something. I don't know what it was. But I did it with her. We were talking about something. I said something about, I don't know, if the phones went down, I'll just make it up. And I said, well, we can communicate. You want to try it right now? So she said, yeah. I said, okay, I'm going to choose a number less than 10. And I got it instantly. And then we got distracted and joked about something. I said, all right, come back. And just guess what the number was. It was 8. She's like, oh my gosh, I got 8 too. She's like, that's crazy. And it was just really fun. So we can keep doing it too, all of ourselves, with people you're close with or chatting with. It was fun.
Oh, I love that. I love that. When we're, like you said, we're getting our, we're learning, you know, we're getting our abilities back. And that's definitely one of them. We all have that within us. We tap into it. So that's really cool.
Yeah. Development.
That's right. That's right. And I was going to say, is it okay to talk about the what happened, what I discovered this week?
Do it.
Okay.
Go fish. I haven't said that in a while. Go
Yay,
fish, girl.
yay.
Stay close to the mic. You sounded better that time.
Okay. So this week, was feeling some of the energies, and I feel what happens, Zosia, is when energies come in, whether you're ready for them or not, if there's density there, you got to clear it. And sometimes it's not pleasant because I feel that the energy can get stuck, and that's where a lot of the physical stuff can happen. So I was kind of at my wit's end. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is something's got to give here. So I started doing some breath work and some deep breathing, and it's amazing. It was a complete game changer. Wednesday, I really felt it on Wednesday. Excuse me. And it's nothing new. This isn't new information. It's just whenever, my spirit's ready for it. And, basically it's, take a deep breath in and breathe in for, 4 to 6 seconds, and then hold it, 4 seconds, and then breathe out 4 to 6, what, however many, however long it takes, you'll find your natural rhythm. And by doing this, it helps you to just get out of your head and into your heart and stop thinking. And it just the peace that came with it was so profound. And I would observe, now I can't take credit for this because this was a healer that Q has mentioned on the shows and has recognized on the shows, and I don't have their permission to share their name, but
You're
this is where
back.
I are you serious?
I lost you. Just
Oh
go.
my
You,
gosh.
it could be me. Keep going. Just keep going. It's me.
Okay, so anyways, I don't have the permission to share this person's name, but it was instruction from this individual, so I can't take credit for what was shared. But basically what was shared was, if you observe the sensations in your body, don't react to them, but just observe them. And this, because reaction is getting you out of peace. And I'm not, and some of these body sensations weren't pleasant, right? But I just, it's like I stepped outside of my earth suit and I was looking at myself, but not reacting. And it takes practice. So I've been doing this, every day. It's like going to the gym and building muscle. I've been doing it every day. I start out with first it was 5 minutes, and then it's 10 minutes, and then 20 minutes. And it really does make a difference. And you have to, focus. It does take focus because it's so easy for the mind to just wander. So that was just profound for me, and I'm going to keep doing it. It's just so helpful for me.
That's wonderful. So just for the listeners, so would you say when you were feeling whatever was coming in, your body was feeling tense, or I'll just make it up, irritated, or whatever the feelings were, that's when you went into the breathing.
Yes,
And
because
that process of breathing, would you, well, go ahead, answer that piece.
Oh yeah, I yes, it's I remember Q saying that, every this version of human, it's pain. It takes, unfortunately it takes getting to that pain point, and then you're just like, oh my gosh, I got to do something here. So that was the catalyst or the trigger for me to, okay, let's do something different.
That's huge. But especially when you described observing yourself, we've talked about this so many times, right? And you just described it being outside of yourself, watching yourself. Yeah.
It was profound. And I remember I was writing in my journal. I was like, because I was frustrated about, it's hard for, it can be hard for me sometimes to sit still, and just be, because boredom or I'm waiting for some magical, upload of information. And where am I going with this? But with this, it was just the peace was so profound, Zosia, that I didn't need anything outside of me to entertain me. Like I didn't, me and the music. I didn't even need to listen to music. I've just gotten to a point where I don't really want to read anything anymore. I don't, it's just all noise to me. And it's, you know, it's fantastic actually, because you just, the things that you felt you needed, you really don't need anymore because you're connected to your spirit.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. And it's interesting because I made a note and it goes to just what you said. It says, we don't need more info. We just need less interference.
Yeah, I love that. Exactly. Yes.
And then that goes in line with the For the People article, you know, really keeping us in the loop. Thank you for the people of what's coming. And the certain line that stood out to me is, and then what? Once all of the interference from other stuff, the dark stops, then we can just do what we want, live our highest excitement freely with no interference, freedom.
That's right. That's right. And I mean, it is a process getting there. I mean, I'm not going to lie. It is a process and it's individual for everyone. And, you know, I remember when, you know, just cue, you know, go within. And I'm like, okay, well, go within. What does that mean? But, you know, you can't, how can you expound upon that? Because that's a part of the journey, right? That everyone's going to discover for themselves.
Yeah, just like that, I feel there's a saying in The Matrix, you just can't help people about The Matrix. They have to figure it out for themselves.
Yeah, exactly.
And in that search, that brings such strength. And it connects to me from my story as well, when you talked about breathing, you know, this isn't new. And I felt, yep, I gave myself a tongue lashing a few days ago, because I'm like, I should know this. But it's what you're saying, even with the breathing, it's just when it comes to you, when it comes in the now, just came at your now at that time. But before I go into that too, can I stick with the breathing and share something that came to me?
Please.
That I've been observing. So if you're inspired or not, I used to do yoga. I don't know if you did as well, but the whatever form I practiced, it used to be about bringing the breath in really deep into your diaphragm. So it really was, I don't know if it was called diaphragmatic breathing. It was kind of that technique that you described. But I would get to the point of like being really slow and inhaling and holding it. And I don't know if that was the goal, but that's how I was doing it. And really the breath was reaching down to my diaphragm really deep. You just sort of push your belly out type of thing, exercise. And then over the years, I didn't stop doing it, but I don't know, years I was noticing, well, I really actually don't breathe. It's hard to do that breathing now. So I'd observe, why is that? And sometimes I just get a shallow breathing, like in my lungs, that's as far as I could breathe. And then I realized I do clearings and the oxygen release really helped open all of that up. So whatever that interference was, that's not the point of my share. The share is I saw something and I was experimenting with myself all week, observing it, and it worked. And it's really fascinating, super simple. So may I share it with you?
Please, yes.
And see if you're interested. So in yoga, they'd have mudras. So this example, it's two examples. Each time you're using your fingers, you're always using your thumb. So there's two examples, thumb to middle finger. I feel every time I was doing it was in peace. I wasn't laying in bed. I was just sitting upright in my presence. So I put my middle finger to my thumb and was breathing and noticed it really just went to my lungs. I was like, okay, that's what they were saying. And they said, okay, now switch fingers and do your index finger to your thumb. And I'd watch that and breathe and felt, oh my gosh, I'm making it to my diaphragm. Really, really fascinating. Now, I wouldn't have shared it if I hadn't tried it every day this week. And every day, that's what I got. Now, when I was busy, I couldn't really tell. So I was always still and quiet. But I felt, well, that's wild. I don't know anything about how it's happening. The little thing I saw was just a blurb. And I just share it in case it was important or stood out to anybody.
I love that. Absolutely. It's more tools, you know, in our tool belts to try and, you know, see how it works for each of us if we choose. So yeah, I love it.
Yeah. Cool. Okay. I thought that was
thank
fun.
You.
I thought, yeah, my pleasure. My pleasure. It's just tidbits. I got all these little tidbits this week.
little pearls of, Yeah, pearls, tidbits. Yeah, I love it. Yeah.
Now, do you want to share any more on the breathing before I go on to my story, or do you have anything else you want to share?
No, I've just found, yeah, thank you for that. I've just found that the more you practice it, the easier it gets. And it if you're kind of at your wit's end, like, oh my God, this mind just won't, you know, I encourage everyone just to try it, if you're inspired.
I think that's great because same I would feel for the listeners and make an assumption as well. It's the same thing. It's not, and we have shared this as well. It's not like we're just sharing our experience and what comes at a time. And then sometimes it's like, oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot I could do that. So it's, I'm going to feel it synchronistic to someone else, to myself. I'm going to do it more.
Yay. And I do throw some commands in there, you know, every, you know, when I'm inspired, you know. So yeah, so that's been a game changer. So yay.
Breath work. It's big. It's really big.
Yeah,
Beautiful.
yeah.
Thank you for sharing that.
Oh yeah, absolutely. So what you got, girl? What you got?
So I was breathing, I guess, in this example. I hesitated to share because so everything was good. There's nothing, I'm not hurt, nothing happened. So just to tell everyone, it's a story I felt to share because when I did share it with one person, they were very grateful because then they were able to identify something that happened in their life. And then on the Cumin show, a caller came in and he talked about his experience. And I felt, ah, okay. So many synchronicities around this, but it was really fascinating. And the other reason I felt to share is because of the For the People article, you know, we're still not out of it. And it stood out when they mentioned, you know, don't be frightened when there's the military or having traffic stops and things like that. So I felt like, okay, who knows what's going to come. But during this week, it was a Wednesday was a funny day. So we had big storms after the weekend, over the weekend, and heavy, heavy winds. Anyway, so I feel it was Wednesday. It doesn't matter. It's beautiful. I go on my walk. Yes, I went to the beach and I'm sitting there. I'll just shorten it. Really, really beautiful things happen. I was really in a high state, high excitement. So I'm sitting at the beach, marveling at the beauty because it almost looked like a sunset, but it was the middle of the day and it was after the storm. So beautiful. There's people on the beach taking walks. And there were some clouds in the distance, interesting variety of clouds. I did some commands to clear some flat bottom clouds in the distance. I had did shrink wrap my light, you know, before I left. And I sometimes may do commands, which I didn't do to, you know, only allow beings of light in my field. I did not do that one that day. So anyway, I'm sitting at the beach and I'm relaxed. I'm listening to music really. And I can't emphasize it enough because I was in a super high state. And then the oddest thing happened. I was changing a song maybe, or looking at the song and I look up, there's a young man literally standing right next to me, perpendicular, right next to me. And I'm startled a little bit. Again, I'm peaceful, I'm neutral the whole time, but a little perplexed. So I look up at him and I take out a headphone. I said, oh, hello. And he looked at me and his cadence was like a robot. But he said, hello, you know, I won't repeat the whole thing. I don't want to put anyone on it and, you know, into the drama. But he was speaking and I was going really slow and observing my spirit. It's like, this is interesting, but I just felt like maybe he had something, you know, something was off. So I was just like, oh, hello. And he introduced his name. And I say my name. Mistake number one. I'm not doing that anymore. My new name is Betty when I'm out in public. I'm not giving away personal information. And then I made mistake number two. He put out his hand. I did not want to shake his hand. I observed it even at the time. This is why I'm sharing it. I observed it at the time that I didn't want to, but I shook his hand. Big mistake. Totally sat myself down and had a chat.
Yeah, but talking to
Oh,
yourself.
multiple times. But I love myself. But anyway, I can go into that later. But so then he says his name. My name is such and such a plain name. What is your name? I said my name. He puts out his hand. May I shake? Or he didn't ask. I shake his hand. Where are you born from? I said, why is that important? He's like, I am born at such and such a place.
Oh, God.
And then he's like, what is your last name? I said, I won't share my last name with you. Well, my last name is, and then it goes on. It goes like this, just a little bit. And I'm like, this is weird. And then he said, well, how long are you going to stay at this place? And I'm like, okay, inside of my inside knowing says it's a clone. I'm like, okay, I'm leaving in a few minutes. And he gets a little frustrated. And then he sits down right next to me. And I look at him and I said, I will not be speaking with you anymore. Now, this is hard, right? Coming by someone who's nice, all of that stuff. No, I know better. When he sits down and gets in my space, I'm like, oh, no. No, you're not taking any energy from me. I said, well, I'm not speaking to you any longer. Well, what is your last name? I said, like I said, I will not be speaking to you and I will not be giving out any personal information to you anymore. He gets up. He walks away. And I'm like, weird. And I look and he goes to the parking lot, picks up a pebble or something, and then gets into a car in the passenger seat. And then the driver immediately reverses and they speed down the road. It doesn't end here. I'm like, that is the weirdest experience. Again, I'm really neutral. I'm not scared of nothing, but a little perplexed. Then I look up and there's a flat bottom cloud right in front, like below a normal cloud level. So I do commands. I clear away the dark flat bottom cloud. There's another one right behind it. Do a command, clear away the flat bottom cloud. They both vaporize and disappear. I'm like, that is the weirdest experience. But what I came to know was I witnessed them actually animating this being on the ground. So fast forward,
From
you
the
can't,
cloud, right? Sorry, Zosia. From the
yes, that
cloud.
is my feeling
Okay.
from the cloud.
Okay.
They're animating this vessel on the ground. Now I'm sharing this out loud too, because we know other people listen. So I just feel it's important. And it did help someone that I shared it with because she had a kind of similar experience. And now she has another thing to look out for. But what's interesting too is when I go home, now I have a tree friend that I walk, so I put my hands on it, cleanse it, ask to remove anything. This tree has helped me before. I'm not making this up. We've had a relationship. I love him and connect with it every time I pass by. It's so sweet. So I did all my things to clearing. Now I happen to have creation light chip clearings going on at home. I didn't feel slimed. I didn't feel anything. So none of that was really a concern. But of course, I scrubbed and showered and, went to visit the tool sheet. But when I get home, as I'm settled and all ready, I'm listening to a Q show. And you can't make this up. He starts the show with Asha and he said, so how many humans do you feel are on the planet? I'm like, oh my gosh. She said, well, we know there's less than 8 billion. I'm like, that is wild. And then that evening, I've been watching Star Trek, The Next Generation. I didn't really watch them. And I'm on like episode 12 or something. And then the commander of the ship goes into the holodeck. Now, in the holodeck, you make up whatever scene you want to examine. So he goes into the holodeck, has an experience, meets a guy, meets a lady, wants to be his client. He's a private detective. She kisses him on the cheek, and he comes back and has a meeting with his team. And what he says is, you won't believe it. It's like they were so real. I could
Wow.
touch them. I can see them. I can feel them. And he's walking around with lipstick on his cheek. It was quite funny, but it mirrored my experience.
Wow.
And then fast forward, last night, I couldn't sleep. So it's like 2 in the morning. I tune into this week's one of Ron's show. I feel you mentioned it too, about where they unroll the DNA and to clear implants and things and whatnot. But in that show, he's talking about clones,
Yep.
right? And he's also talking about how he wasn't sleeping that night because there was a roll-in of so much activity of clones. So I'm putting it together. I'm like, wow, this storm, like what came after the storm? Now, just my last piece is to say, when I go back to that moment and then the previous moments, I observed feeling the day was really funky, really funky. And there were other timelines attempting to get me on them. I did not participate, just mild ones, but it was a weirdness around. So I just say that because you remember when Q spoke about clones and they found that, I can't remember how he said it, but they were clearing up areas and then they were just rolling them through. Like they had to really take great care in some areas. So I just say that because it was in such a high state, but this basic joke, like I wasn't scared because it was so ridiculous, but it was startling because I was in such a state of floatingness. So it was really like, wait, how did this happen? But I just felt the impulse to share. And then when the caller called in today, he shared an experience where someone wanted to hug him. He didn't hug the person. I was like, good for you.
Yeah, no, I love that. I love that.
But he
I
felt bad about something else. So what I conquered, sorry, what piece I observed is, it's a sense of being nice. I don't want to feel rude if I didn't shake his hand. And I was like, wow, still to this day, I still have some of this stuff left. And that's where I had a talking to myself. Like, girl, you need to sit down. You need to pay attention. I'm like, what? It's my superpower being naive. What do you mean? No, you need to pay attention.
Did you shush yourself?
I shushed myself and then I promised myself I was no longer, first I said I'm no longer touching anyone anymore. And someone said, well, why don't you just promise yourself that you won't do anything you don't want to do? I said, yeah, I get that because like last week I shared the story of hugging my friend's daughter and I really was lovely because she's of the light. So anyway, yeah, I shushed myself all over the place.
And only Zosha, it's only it, you're the only one who can say that, right? It just doesn't come out right when I say
Does. It's perfect. It's
it.
perfect. But I also said, but I love you.
Oh,
What? I'm just naive.
I know, right? Well, can I ask you, like,
Yeah.
I love that you shared this example, because we can go back and, okay, what would. And kind of tease it apart. So just it's more tools in the tool belt. So, okay, first question. So when did it did you, how did your body feel when this man started talking to you? Was it a pinch? Was it like, ugh, like was it that or like, right? That's how your spirit's communicating with you.
Yeah, that's a really great question. I was really still. I was really peaceful. It's amazing the speed of your knowing when you go through these moments. Everything really does slow down. So it's a really great question. I was very peaceful, but uncomfortable because I didn't prefer this being standing next to me. So I saw my spirit dislike the situation instantly.
Okay, all right. And then, how long? It sounded like this being was persistent and just would, usually you say that to somebody and they're okay, bye, it. But it sounds like it was persistent and almost just intrusive.
Very intrusive. And a theme going on the week is, and we even talked about it maybe even a couple shows ago, that when you're in your state of peace, I cursed on the radio. When you're in a state of peace, there's often a distraction. And I just had that conversation with someone too. It's just in a state of peace. And then you just observe the distraction where they try and bug you. So this was really deliberate.
Okay.
Super sloppy, though. Super sloppy and obvious. But yes, it was a deliberate attempt to get me out of state of inner peace. But I didn't naturally go there. I didn't even think about it. I was just in peace.
And so it's like you have that internal, like, ooh, right? But then the external, did you notice any type of external things that happen, like your hair stands up on you know what I mean?
Yeah. I do. I do. I didn't have those, but my posture got straighter. I sat up straighter and I just knew. And I would say it didn't take long for my spirit to tell me it's a clone because I'd say I was observing myself, figuring it out, feeling it. I'm like, I'm getting nothing. I'm getting nothing from this being. There's no frequency. There's no nothing. But the mind was competing, saying, well, maybe he has an issue. Maybe there's something like that. But then when the It's a Clone came out, okay, my whole temper, not my whole temperament, my whole way, I felt more powerful. I felt more
Beautiful.
in command of the situation.
Beautiful, beautiful. And then, okay, so all right, because I had the same thing, right? Like I've always been a hugger, always just shake hands. I'm still there as with you, Zosia. Like I don't want to be rude, because I don't want to, because it's just like oh, this is what you do, right? I really don't know. I really don't know how to handle that. I mean, yeah, it's easy. No, I'm not doing that today. But it makes me feel bad when I do that. You know what I mean?
I do know what you mean. I feel like, what do you feel? It feels like a competition between the spirit and the programming. But because I saw it was so blatant, I feel more empowered because it was so obvious that it was coming from the dark. So I feel more empowered to be direct. And that's really why I wanted to share it, to consider the possibility. That's what helped me with the other gentleman sharing too, that if we talk about this, it's just not to enliven it. I'm very aware when Q says we don't want to empower them, but it's to help. So I feel like sharing this goes perfectly with your question because now we get to be like, okay, now I know I'm not touching anyone. For example, the next day I was on another walk and I see an acquaintance that I know in the distance. I was like, oh, I'm not hugging. I'm not hugging. So we approached and I didn't want to hug. You know what I mean? I didn't want to. It would have been an obligation. So I just cleared wide. And I found this is a good tool. So let's talk about some tools, which is I feel where you were heading. I started to cough naturally. I just had a tickle. So I moved away from her and it was perfect because now we were at a distance. So I felt as we said hello and all of that was quick and I kept on going on my way. And I realized, coughing is a good technique. And my name is now Betty. I'll never even give my name. I'm not giving anyone anything. I don't know who they are. Oh, so that's one technique. What do you feel like to pre-think, pre-game, not to ever be in fear or anything, but to help me recognizing that we have that competition with the programming. It's just finding a pleasing outcome for yourself.
Yeah, no, I like that. I like that. Okay. Do you know what's oh, sorry, something just came to me. Go ahead. I know
No,
there's
no.
another.
Oh, go. No, go ahead.
It's interesting, Zosia, because I remember I saw something. I don't know if it was a YouTube short, but Michael Jackson and Princess Diana were meeting, and that thing she was married to, sorry, that being that she was married to, I'm sorry. Apparently Michael Jackson had touched her, like they were meeting and he had touched her. I don't know, I didn't see it, but basically Michael Jackson was getting a talking to by this being. You can't touch, Interesting that the royals do that. Right. But then it's the light recognizing the light. That's interesting to me because Diana and Michael Jackson, I know, isn't that interesting?
Yeah, it is. It is. And I feel they may have even had a private meeting. I don't know. That's just speculation, but
Yeah, sorry, that's it. That was just something that came to me.
well, it's just, when you listen to Ron and Q has mentioned it even to me, he's like, do those people touch you? No, they didn't touch you, is in one of my questions. And so that always stood out to me, touching. Now, there's been other times where I met strangers, but I knew Q and I felt the light in the being,
Yes, that's it.
hugged them all. But that was spontaneous.
But you felt, I remember you called in and asked him, or was it on the show, or you called in and you said you felt this lightning bolt of love to your heart.
Yes,
And
exactly.
that, so you knew. And I remember Q saying, like, the light just, it's just the light recognizing the light, and that it's just can't help it. And he goes all in.
Exactly. And so it goes to the question that you asked, which is really good. Like, how did it feel in the body? So if I compared those two situations, I felt instant love, instant connection. at that time on the beach that we, what I called in about with Q, and with this being instantly, I did not prefer the situation at all. So if so, what would I give myself advice to? Slower. I was going slow, but slow, even slower is faster. So I'm also discarding any sense of obligation or politeness. I am, like you and the rest of us with light, are naturally polite and kind and loving.
Yeah.
But I no longer consent to getting caught up in any of this stuff anymore. But it still came out. That's why I felt I was like that prior to that. But it's like the breathing. You know things, and then sometimes you just get caught up in this. It happens so fast.
Right, right. And then I remember Q saying something that just came to me when you were talking. How are you? Right? Because really slow and heartfelt. How are you? And the clones, they can't, they hate that.
Really good. That's a really good one. That did not even come to me. Mm-hmm. Did not even come to me. It's a really good one.
Thank you. I think we got a pretty heavy, we got a pretty good tool belt here.
I know. I know, we keep adding things, but it's just more and more clear. And then 90% of the being, you know, all of that, we're so well knowing, we have so much knowing, but even with it, sometimes things, you know, can happen. And again, it was all, it's another sharper tool. My knives are even sharper, so to say.
Oh, I love it. I mean, this helps me. And I know this is helping the listeners.
I'm so glad.
Thank you.
I'm so glad. Thank you. Because I hadn't told Lauren.
Thank you for your service.
It's funny. I hadn't told Lauren. And I said, oh, I want to tell you the story because I want your feeling if I should share it or not. Right? We tried to connect this morning and then you had to go for some reason. And we never connected. And then I got to hear the human perspective, particularly when that caller came in. I'm like, okay, I got my answer. It's really funny. I love the synchronicities and how it all happens when we just let it flow.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. I agree. Oh.
It's really amazing. But I'm glad, and I'll just say the other person I told it to really appreciated it because it got them to review a situation they had been in, and that person came up with a solution if it happened again. Perfect. We just want to keep empowering ourselves.
Exactly. And I remember, Zosha, listening to Creation Lightship puts out a weekly newsletter with free clearings, guys, if you want to go and listen to it. And I listen to it a lot of times when I'm in the bed, going to sleep, or just, you know, I'm just laying down. And Ron talked about the clones. Now, this is back in, you know, years ago, but he said the clones now, and they're always changing, right? But it's like a robot. It's just, you know, really... And I don't want to, I don't know if I should say it or not, but because I don't want people to focus on it, but you know, you'll know. I mean, if you want to know, I would recommend going to the weekly newsletter or signing up for it and you can hear it. But just like you said, Zosha, you'll know your body, your spirit, your body will feel it. Your spirit will, you know, will tell you through feeling and through just that heart knowing. So yeah, thank you. I'm sorry you went through that, but I mean, it really,
oh, it was good. It was fascinating. It was educating.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
I hear a pause sometimes. I apologize. That show you're mentioning with Ron, I just pulled up the link. It's from, just to confirm, it's the one from this past week, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And is it the one that had the DNA stretching?
Yes.
Okay. So just to tell people, if you didn't get the email yet, you can go to the archives on BBS and it's 05-27-11, which is May 27th, 2011. And what's great about it is he stretches out the DNA and it releases any implants you might have there. It's very soothing. Did you find that, Lauren?
Oh yeah. I felt it. He said you might feel like Gumby.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
It's so good. Yeah, so that's another tool, is Creation Lightship. It's just it's wonderful.
And beautiful, like you're saying, even those emails just make it manageable. And you know what? Can I share something else? Now I'm not looking at it. I feel connect with Kelly. We always like to help. So she shared something with me. I don't know if you've done it. I didn't do it, but on I don't know if it's new, but on the if you go on Creation Lightship, go down the left column, it says I'm not looking at it. It says I feel like it says light being clearings. And she pointed it out to me and she said if you, I put clicked on it and for $1 or $10 for the week, you can have clearings from a male light being, a female, or just gender neutral, and you can clear. You can have the infusion of joy, the infusion of I feel peace, and the infusion of being here. I might have gotten one of them off, but
Life
that's a
force
bargain.
energy. I think it's life
Thank
force
you.
energy.
Yes, you're correct. Thank you. I don't. So I don't have experience using it, but that's. Is that new, Lauren? Or have you seen that before?
I haven't seen it before, so it might be new. Yeah, might be new.
It's beautiful. They're really working hard to help everyone. And that's a, for me a no-brainer, $1 or $10. Just feel it, you know, see what happens. Thank you, Creation Lightship.
Yeah, wonderful, wonderful. Gosh, it's okay. So Zosha, I can't believe it's we only have a couple minutes. I can't.
Go ahead. I talked with my story. What you got?
Well, I kind of want to save it for another
Yeah, you want
show,
to
but
start next week?
because
Do you want to
it's
tease us with a little short?
yeah, space and time and bending space and time. And time, we think time is a straight line and or linear, and it's not. I just found that so fascinating and how powerful we are when we connect fully with our spirits and what our Merkabas, what we can do and where we can go. And I just the lie of time, right?
Yeah.
I just yeah, I mean that's a whole show.
Yeah, I love that topic. And so just to add too is watching Star Trek for Next Generation, I'm learning a lot. I'm just getting a lot of visuals. They're just 45-minute episodes. I'm sure I don't know where I watch them, but it talks about a lot of these things as well. And that article that you're referencing, I feel they mentioned Contact. I watched that movie. That's our sister, Jodie Foster, remember?
Yep.
And there's a visual in there that describes it. And I watched it again and I'm like, oh, cool. I just enjoy. I like to get some visuals
I do
that
too.
support, yeah, envisioning it. So maybe we can have homework.
That's some home I was about to say that's some homework because I started watching it as well.
Oh,
And
neat.
I love her persistence and her passion. Like she just
Yeah.
in the movie, she's like, nope, BS. I'm still going. I don't care what, that's when Q talks about you'll do anything if it's your passion. Like nothing will
Exactly.
stop you. I just loved that about her character in the movie. So yeah, it's I'm definitely gonna watch that. And I think I'm gonna start the Star Trek, which you mentioned. I'm gonna watch that too, because I'm visual as well. I like the visual. That always helps me. Oh, Zosha, I wanted to mention this. Lucia Nicola Evans, she is an amazing healer, a beautiful light being, and she is hosting a retreat in Costa Rica for both men and women, and couples of all kinds are welcome. And it's February 12th through the 18th of 2026. And if you want more information, go to her website, lucianicolaevans.com.
I'm so glad you did that. Thank you.
You're
She has
welcome.
other offerings on her website as well. And let me ask you, is that retreat you said couples? Do you have to be a couple?
No, I think you can. It's men and women, but I feel like it's if you want to be, if you want to go as a couple, you are certainly welcome to. She's starting to open up more to. She mainly works with women, but more, does can work with men as well. But this is a new one. With wanting to work with couples. So no, to answer your question, I think it can be, if you're single, a couple, whatever, whichever
Yeah,
one.
I feel that's how it is, but I felt maybe you got something else I didn't. So great. Thanks for clearing that up. And she does have other, did I say this, other offerings on her website as well, of courses you can join.
Yeah, it's yes, absolutely. Thank you. Thank you for that. So yeah, I wanted to say that. And as always, you can check out forthepeople.space. They have amazing information there on what's going on in the in our cenote. Right? And then as always, creationlightship.com. Get your vessel cleaned out so you are ascension, you are ready for ascension. Yeah, anything that
thanks for joining us on the Love Boat.
Yeah, the Love Boat.
So funny. Again, we always appreciate all of you for joining us in this. There's no space and time, so wherever we are, joining us, we share unstoppable love with all of you. And always thank you, Q. Happy Q Day. I don't know if we got that at the beginning. Oh, and also just to mention, we have 5 interviews with Q, like I mentioned, but 2 of those also have Mermaid. So if you haven't heard her, if you're new, those are beautiful interviews. We have them written on our archives, describing the ones where she's there. So you'll feel her beautiful essence.
Hey, thank you.
Yeah. Sasha.
Well, I say that's a wrap.
Yeah, it is.
Okay,
thank you.
Yay.
I love you, sis.
I love you
too.
We'll
see you next week at our 12 lunchtime show. Thanks, BBS.